The Ramban famously declares that Avram sinned a chata gedola by going down to Egypt because of the famine in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan. He should have stayed. He should have had emunah and a Kaddish Baruch Hu that a Kaddish Baruch Hu would have provided for him. It says the Chasam Sofer, like many others, that no, ein sumchen al hanes. You don't rely on a miracle. Right now there's a famine. You have to do what's best in order to make sure you can put food on the table for your family. So he went down to Mitzrayim. But furthermore, explains the Chasam Sofer, that how was it that Avram publicized HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence? How did he convince others? How is he a Makariv to monotheism? It was through hosting people for meals, right? We say that in the Kirov world, the most effective way to be Makari of another person is through Shabbos meals. It's not through a convincing argument. It's through the reus that's developed, the friendship that's created through those Shabbos meals. That's exactly what Avram did. But now there was no food, so Avram couldn't do God's bidding. He couldn't convince anyone. He couldn't be Makari of anybody because his whole model was gone. So he had to go to Mitzrayim. He needed to in order to come back with food, in order to bring others back to monotheism. And in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goal, the purpose, was really to raise Avram's stature greater than ever before. By going down to Mitzrayim and coming back, Avram's stature took a giant leap. You would think that it's the opposite. Going down to Mitzrayim, he would have lost some of his street cred, if you will. That, as the Chovas HaVavos asks, that people were complaining. The critics of Avram were saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zan Umefarnes Lakol, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains everyone, then why is Avram leaving? Why does he have to go to Mitzrayim? Stay in Eretz Canaan, he'll be fine. And furthermore, they started to complain. You know, when you think about this, what happened as soon as Avram came to Canaan? As soon as Avram came to Canaan, that's when the famine began. So maybe Avram's not that great of a hotshot. Avram was the cause of our problems. Avram was being criticized. Every opportunity they had to throw shade, as we like to say, at Avram, that's exactly what they did. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to send you down to Mitzrayim and I'm going to bring you back and your stature will be greater than ever before. When Avram returned, after ignoring all of the critics, Avram returns with all the wealth in the world. And everyone realizes that everything he amassed in Egypt was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They heard about the miracles in Paro's house, said, oh my goodness, this Avram, who we were critical of, was in Paro's house, and his wife was almost taken advantage of, but a miracle happened and she wasn't, and they come back with the Rechush Gadol. This whole time, we were wrong about Avram. He, in fact, is the chosen one. He is the leader that we should all follow. So those who were already behind Avram, they were even more committed. But the ones who were criticizing, were skeptical of Avram, who didn't believe in his Kirov work, even they came around. It says the Chasam Sofer, this is Pshat, in a statement made by the Medrash Rabbah, quoted in Rashi. When Avram returned from Mitzrayim, we're told that Avram kaved ma'od b'miknet b'kesev izav. He had a lot. He had everything. He was very wealthy. Vayelech lemasa'av. And then we're told that he went on his journeys and he started traveling minegev ad beis el aramakom asher hayasham olo batchila bein beis el bein ha'ai. He was traveling back and forth. What's the significance of this? Vayelech lamasav, that he went on his journey, says the Medrash Rabbah, quoted by Rashi. You know what happened? He paid back his debts. Para hakafosav. He paid back his debts. What are we talking about? Avram already was wealthy even before Mitzrayim. Now you're going to tell me that he went to pay back his debts? Why exactly was he paying back his debts? Explains the Chasam Sofer. The way he paid back his debts was not with a financial remuneration. He didn't owe anyone money. When he was traveling on his way to Mitzrayim, he didn't need to borrow money as a wayfarer, but rather, Vayelech Lamasa'av, when he returned, he paid back his debt. He finally spoke. The entire time when he was hearing all the critics defame him, shame him, he put his head down, he ignored it, and did God's will. And now when he came back, and his status was elevated to a greater level than even before, then he went around and he answered everyone. He paid them back. He let them know what he stood for and reminded them that everything that he has been doing up until now and will continue to do so is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayhi Rav Ba'aretz. There was a famine. Avram went to Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated his status to a greater height than previous. And the key was that Avraham drowned out the noise. He didn't listen to the critics who were trying to tear him down. Instead, he kept quiet. He ignored the critics. And then when he came back, he silenced them. There's a lot for us to learn from Avraham's behavior. And when it's our turn, hopefully just like Avraham, our actions will speak louder than words, and the time will come when us para hakafosav, that we too will be able to pay back our debts. Have a wonderful day.